Coming up next on Passion Struck, to ensure lasting emotional well-being, it's important to consistently practice emotion regulation techniques. Just as regular exercises strengthens the body, these strategies build our mindfulness muscles. Consistency is essential, whether it's journaling, cognitive reappraisal, or mindful meditation. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Momentum Friday in episode 316 of Passion Struck, ranked by Apple as one of the top 10 health podcasts. And thank you to each and every one of you who come back weekly, listen and learn how to live better, be better, and impact the world. Passion Struck is also now on syndicated radio on the AM FM 247 national broadcast. You can tune in every Monday and Friday evening from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Links will be in the show notes. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for being here. Or you simply want to introduce this to a friend or a family member, we now have episode starter packs, which are collections of our fans' favorite episodes that we organize into convenient topics to give any new listener a great way to get acclimated to everything we do here on the show. Either go to Spotify or passionstruck.com/starterpacks to get started. In case you missed my episodes from earlier in the week, I had on Christina Maslach, co-author of the enlightening book, The Burnout Challenge, Managing People's Relationships with Their Jobs. Throughout this engaging conversation, we explore practical strategies and insights to combat burnout, foster healthier work environments, and build stronger job-person relationships. I also interviewed psychotherapist Charlotte Fox Weber, whose clients come from all walks of life, but they all share a common question. What do they truly want? In her groundbreaking book, Tell Me What You Want, Charlotte delves into 12 universal wants and desires, providing a practical guide for understanding and articulating our desire to live well. If you love either of those episodes or today's, we would so appreciate you giving us a 5-star rating and review, which goes such a long way into not only improving our ranking, but more importantly, bringing more people into the Passion Struck community. And I also know that our guests love to hear from you as well. Now let's talk about today's episode, where I'm going to dive into the fascinating world of emotion regulation techniques and provide practical tools to enhance your emotional well-being, mental health, professional, and personal relationships. These skills allow you to understand, express, and manage your emotions effectively. Throughout this episode, I'll explore various techniques that can help you to manage your emotions in a healthy and productive manner. First, I'll lay the foundation by discussing the importance of emotional regulation, the science behind it, and its positive effects on our physical and mental health. We'll highlight the benefits of developing these skills and how they can enhance our relationships, decision-making abilities, and overall quality of life. Next, I'll dive into the first step of emotional regulation, recognizing and labeling emotions. I'll share insights into the significance of self-awareness and provide practical exercises to help you identify and to understand the emotions that you experience. I'll explore the concept of cognitive reappraisal and provide examples of how to apply it in different situations, allowing you to shift your perspective and effectively manage challenging emotions. You'll learn about various emotional regulation strategies that reduce the impact of negative emotions. I'll discuss cultivating emotional intelligence as a key component of regulating emotions successfully. Additionally, I'll address how to express emotions constructively in tough situations, an important aspect that's often overlooked. Finally, forming enduring emotional prosperity is not just about subduing unwanted sentiments. It involves taking care of the beneficial association with all your feelings. Embrace this journey towards enhanced health by integrating these emotion regulation techniques into your daily routine. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. Emotional regulation is the secret sauce to maintain balance in the face of stress, avoiding mood swings like a pro, and becoming a relationship guru. It even boosts your decision-making skills and gives your self-esteem a high five. Talk about a superpower. But here's the fascinating part. Science has been delving deep into these strategies, unearthing mind-blowing insights that illuminate the workings of our emotional world. Emotional regulation is a fascinating and complex process that involves the interplay of various psychological and neurological factors. The science behind emotional regulation is rooted in understanding how our brain processes and responds to emotions and how to learn to manage and express them in adaptive ways. Fascinating studies such as those published by the National Institute of Health reveal that practicing emotion regulation techniques can even lead to structural changes in the brain. Talk about brain gains. Let's unravel some key aspects of the science behind emotional regulation. Emotions are primarily triggered by a part of the brain known as the limbic system, which includes structures like the amygdala, hippocampus, and hypothalamus. The amygdala, in particular, plays a crucial role in processing emotions, especially fear and threat-related emotions. When you encounter emotionally charged situations, the amygdala triggers the fight-or-flight response, preparing our body to deal with perceived threats. The regulation of emotion also dances to the tune of various neurotransmitters, as well as hormones in our brains. Serotonin, the harbinger of happiness and well-being, partners with us on the path to emotional bliss, while cortisol, the bearer of stress and anxiety, can cast a shadow over our emotional landscape. Delicate balance and activity of these chemicals shape our emotional experiences, contributing to the symphony of our inner world. Emotional regulation also involves cognitive processes, specifically cognitive appraisal, where we interpret and evaluate events and experiences. How we perceive and interpret a situation significantly influences our emotional response. Cognitive reappraisal, one of the strategies employed in emotional regulation, invites us to reframe or reinterpret situations, empowering us to transform our emotional responses. Our brain's neural pathways can also be rewired through dedicated practice and consistent implementation of emotion regulation techniques, leading to more adaptive emotional responses. It's like sculpting our emotional landscape one synaptic connection at a time. Understanding the science behind emotional regulation can help us appreciate the complexity of our emotional experiences and provide valuable insights in how we can develop healthier and more effective strategies for managing our emotions. So let's now go into the foundation of recognizing and labeling our emotions. To embark on the path of effective emotional regulation, we must first embrace the power of self-awareness. It's about consciously acknowledging our emotions, comprehending their impact on us, and uncovering the triggers that set them aflame. Elevating our self-awareness allows us to journey towards self-discovery, welcoming a cooler and more enlightened version of ourselves. At the heart of mastering self-regulation lies unraveling the mysterious web of triggers that ignite our emotions. Triggers come in various forms, whether it's an innocuous comment that hits a nerve or simply waking up on the metaphorical wrong side of the bed. As we untangle the threads of our triggers, we gain a newfound ability to navigate our reactions with grace and composure. The first type of trigger that we're going to talk about are situational triggers. Life's tapestry is woven with situations that can elicit powerful emotional responses. For some, public speaking ignites a whirlwind of anxiety, while family gatherings become breeding grounds for frustration. By understanding these situational triggers, we gain insights into the complexities of emotions, empowering us to respond with poise. The next type of trigger are cognitive triggers. Our thoughts hold immense power over our emotional landscape. Negative self-talk can be a catalyst for spiraling into the depths of guilt or shame. By recognizing the influence of our cognitive triggers, we unlock the ability to reframe our perspectives, transforming negative thoughts into positive ones that nurture our emotional well-being. And the third type of triggers are sensory triggers. Our senses possess an extraordinary ability to trigger specific emotions, evoking memories buried deep within our souls. A familiar scent or a haunting melody can transport us back in time, stirring once dormant emotions. Exploring the connection between our senses and our emotional experiences opens the door to understanding the intricate tapestry of our inner world. And in the show notes, I'll have some information from the American Psychological Association on how different stimuli affect our moods. To effectively regulate our emotions, we must understand their types and origins. It takes practice and effort, but recognizing different emotions and their significance helps us to develop effective strategies for managing them. By doing so, we enhance our well-being and improve our relationships. Remember, it all begins with awareness and action. With this knowledge in mind, let's now turn our attention to the first step in emotional mastery, recognizing and labeling emotions. Embarking on the transformative journey of self-discovery, follow this step-by-step guide to gain mastery over your emotions. options. Step one, become aware. Notice the physical signs that your body provides, such as changes in heart rate or breathing. Your physical well-being is conveying a message to you, indicating an emotion. Step two, name it. Give your emotion a name. Is it happiness, sadness, anger, or something else? No need to fancy with it. Simply identify the core emotion that you're experiencing. Step three, notice its intensity. Rate the intensity of the emotion on a 1 to 10 scale, akin to how one would rate a roller coaster ride. This allows you to gauge the strength of the emotion, providing a clearer understanding of its impact. Step four, identify the triggers that we covered earlier. Reflect on what caused the emotional response. Was it a situational trigger, a cognitive trigger, or a sensory trigger? Was it something someone said, an event, a memory? It's like playing the role of emotional detective, seeking clues to uncover the triggers behind your emotions. By following this guide, you pave the way for a deeper understanding of your emotional landscape, enabling you to respond to your emotions with greater awareness and intention. Remember, emotional mastery is a journey, and with practice, you'll develop the skills needed to regulate your emotions effectively. Now, let's dive into the power of reframing negative thinking and the impact that it can have on our emotional well-being. Our thoughts shape our reality, and negative thinking patterns can lead to unhealthy emotional states. Recognizing these patterns is the first step into reframing them into positive ones. Positive thinking goes far beyond simply ignoring life's less pleasant situations. It involves perceiving the best in others and maintaining an optimistic outlook on oneself and life in general. On the other hand, negative thought patterns are repetitive and unhelpful ways of thinking. They're often unrealistic or overly pessimistic. Examples include catastrophizing, black and white thinking, either and or thinking, or overgeneralization. To begin reframing negative thinking, it's crucial to identify and become aware of your negative thoughts. Here are some tips to help you in this process. First, pay attention to your self-talk. Take note of the thoughts and messages that you tell yourself on a regular basis. Second, notice reoccurring themes. Identify the common worries that occupy your mind repeatedly. Third, practice mindfulness. Cultivate a state of awareness where you observe your thoughts without getting caught in them. This allows you to identify negative patterns more easily. Reframing your thoughts means changing how you interpret an event or situation, ultimately changing how you think about it. It's about seeing things differently, allowing for growth and positivity. Here's a simple approach to help you reframe your thoughts. First, step one, catch it. Identify the negative thought when it arises. Pay attention to the triggers that I went over before or situations that tend to evoke negative thinking. Step two, check it. Assess the accuracy of the negative thought. Consider alternative viewpoints or possibilities that might provide a more balanced perspective. Step three, change it. Replace a negative thought with something more balanced or positive. Find a more constructive way of looking at the situation or challenge. Incorporating these techniques takes time, but consistent practice can become second nature, leading to improved emotional regulation skills. If negativity persists, despite efforts at reframing thoughts, don't hesitate to seek professional help, such as consulting with a cognitive behavioral therapist. Next, we're going to dive into the concept of cognitive reappraisal. Realizing what sparks your emotions and understanding how they shape your thoughts and behavior is crucial for effective emotional regulation. It's like having a backstage pass to your own mind, allowing you to take control. Psychology Today suggests exercises such as mindfulness meditation, journaling, seeking feedback, or engaging in self-reflection to enhance self-awareness. These activities are like giving your brain a rejuvenating spa day, promoting clarity and self-understanding. So what is the role of cognitive reappraisal in emotional regulation? Cognitive reappraisal refers to the ability to shift your perspective and alter how you feel about a situation. It's like wearing a pair of emotional adjustment glasses that enable you to see things in a different light. Research published in PLOS ONE found that practicing cognitive reappraisal helps handle stress like a pro and keeps anxiety and depression at bay, making it a superhero for the mind. Here are some practical ways to incorporate cognitive reappraisal into your life. The first is through mindfulness. Cultivate present moment awareness without judgment. Simply observe your thoughts, emotions, and sensations like a curious scientist. Second, situation selection. Choose activities that bring you joy and fulfillment while avoiding those that bring you negative emotions. It's like curating your own emotional playlist, ensuring that you surround yourself with positive experiences. Third, cognitive change. Shift your perspective on emotionally charged events by reframing your thoughts. It's like giving your thoughts a makeover, transforming them into more constructive and empowering narratives. To make these techniques stick, practice them consistently until they become second nature. It's like training your brain to perform a cool trick effortlessly. Next, we're going to tackle how do you express emotions like a boss in tough situations. In the quest for personal mastery and self-improvement, knowing how to express emotions like a pro is crucial, especially when things get challenging. Not only does it keep your relationships healthy, but it also does wonder for your emotional well-being. So let's go over some coping strategies 101. When intense feelings hit you like a ton of bricks, it's time to whip out some stress management techniques. Inhale deeply or practice progressive relaxation of your muscles to soothe the body and mind. This way you can think clearly and handle the situation like a champ. Another trick up your sleeve is taking a breather, a little time out to cool down and gather your thoughts before you respond. Practice these strategies regularly so they become your secret weapons when you need them the most. Self-compassion is your superhero sidekick in managing emotions like a boss. By being kinder to yourself, you create a supportive environment that encourages healthier responses instead of destructive ones. Remember, it's okay to not have all the answers or to make mistakes. What really matters is how you treat yourself during those times. Here are some tips for how to express emotions like a pro. Keep the communication lines open. Speak up about how you feel instead of keeping it bottled up. Use I statements to take ownership of your emotions. Blaming others won't get you anywhere. Show empathy and try to see things from other people's perspectives before you react emotionally. Pause before you pounce. Give yourself some breathing room to reflect before letting those emotions loose. In your journey towards intentional living and a passion-struck life, consistent practice and integration of emotion regulation techniques are key to ensuring long-term well-being. Establishing habits and practices promoting positive emotions can lay the foundation for creating that intentional life. To ensure lasting emotional well-being, it's important to consistently practice emotion regulation techniques. Just as regular exercise strengthens the body, these strategies build our mindfulness muscles. Whether it's journaling, cognitive reappraisal, or mindful meditation, consistency is essential. A supportive environment also plays a significant role in nurturing emotional health. Surrounding ourselves with people who understand and value our emotions is crucial. Creating safe spaces where we can fully express ourselves without judgment or criticism is vital. Here are some tips for creating a supportive environment. Create safe places. Establish judgment-free zones where you can openly express your emotions. Second, nurture positive relationships. Build relationships with people who support your emotional well-being and prioritize mental health awareness. Third, promote open communications. Encourage open dialogue about emotions with your family and friends to break down the stigmas associated with discussing mental health. By consistently practicing emotion regulation techniques and cultivating a supportive environment, we can create the foundation for long-term emotional well-being and leading fulfilling lives. In conclusion, understanding and implementing emotion regulation techniques is crucial for maintaining emotional well-being and navigating tough situations. Individuals can effectively regulate their emotions and respond more rationally by recognizing and labeling emotions, reframing negative thoughts, developing self-awareness, and cultivating emotional intelligence. Expressing emotions appropriately in difficult situations allows for healthier communication and problem solving, leading to better outcomes. Consistently practicing these strategies and creating long-term emotional well-being habits can greatly enhance the overall quality of your life. I hope you all enjoyed the show, and I wanted to thank everyone who wrote in this week, and especially those who tuned in to listen. A link to the transcript will be in the show notes. Videos are on YouTube at both John R. Miles and Passion Struck Clips. And you can now catch us on syndicated radio on the AM/FM 247 national broadcast Monday and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Links will be in the show notes. Advertiser deals and discount codes are in one convenient place at passionstruck.com/deals. Please consider supporting those who support the show. I'm on LinkedIn, where you can sign up for my newsletter, or you can find me at John R. Miles on all the other social platforms where I post daily. You're about to hear a preview of the Passion Struck podcast interview I did with Scott Miller, a Wall Street Journal bestselling author who spent over 25 years at Franklin Covey, with 10 of them being as the chief marketing officer. He is the author of the new book, The Ultimate Guide to Great Mentorship, 13 Roles to Making a True Impact.
Leaders don't create engagement. Mentors don't create engagement. It's not true. What they can do is they can create the conditions where your employee, your team member, your mentee chooses a higher level of engagement because you've ignited a spark in them. You've given voice to them. You've validated specifically some unique genius in them. It's why the validator is my favorite of all the 13 roles. Done with the right intention and the right preparation and the right words, You can transform someone's confidence in them.
Remember that we rise by lifting others. So share the show with those that you love. And if you found this episode on emotional regulation techniques useful, please share it with somebody else who could use the advice that we gave here today. In the meantime, do your best to apply what you hear on the show so that you can live what you listen. And until next time, go out there and become passion struck.